Alex Dolores Salerno, born in unceded Nacotchtank and Piscataway land, Washington, D.C., based in Brooklyn. Alex was a 2023-2024 BrickLab Contemporary Art resident. Forterskate, Gemütlichkeit, 2024. Wood headboard, cork, book, paint, T-strap gate hinges, thumbtacks, metal clips, refrigerator door handle, vintage press photos, vintage magazine clippings, printed brochure clippings, book page, vintage postcard, personal document clippings, and QR code to Autistic Community and the Neurodiversity Movement, Stories from the Frontline. Courtesy the artist. Artwork content warning. Implied institutionalization and ableist violence. Behaviorism. Label content warning. Mentions of Nazis, including Hans Asperger, and ableist institutional violence. Gemütlichkeit is a German word without an equivalent in English. It roughly means a state of warmth, coziness, or friendliness, but it also connotes a sense of social acceptance and belonging among the group. Gemütlichkeit derives from Gemüt, which roughly means heart, mind, soul, or feeling. Nazi child psychiatrists in the 30s and 40s, including Hans Asperger, considered autism to be a lack of Gemüt or defective Gemüt, meaning a lack of community spirit and an inability to form deep bonds, as well as having no need for affection. In this context, Gemüt became a racialized concept and a Nazi ideal, a patriotic quality to be developed for the good of society, which Edith Schaeffer writes about in Asperger's Children, The Origins of Autism in Nazi Vienna. The artist argues that we see the psychiatric concept of Gemüt, although with different terminology, continue on beyond its original context through perceptions of disabled people and the post-World War II ideology that a sick individual leads to a sick society. Fundamental to the popularization of rehabilitation medicine, this idea perpetuates the capitalist and eugenicist belief that disability is an individual problem, located in the patient's mind or unwilling attitude to assimilate into normative society, and subsequently patriotism and ability to work. The proliferation of this equation between one's ability or willingness to work with a rewarding life and one's intrinsic value consequently permits violence against any whose body-mind poses a threat to systems of power. Forterskate Gemütlichkeit is a fluctuating collage of ephemera and materials stemming from the ongoing process of the artist getting to know their own autism in tandem with getting to know the diagnostic, institutional, and, quote, treatment histories of autism and their rootedness in societal beliefs that the value of people lies in their ability to be useful to capitalism. The ephemera included comes from various sources, such as vintage press photographs and magazine clippings, books, autistic conference brochures, and the artist's personal documents, which are tacked onto a cork surface adhered to a wooden headboard that has been flipped vertically. Attached to the opposite side is a refrigerator door handle and gate hinges that mount the work on the wall as it crushes a book underneath it that has been painted black to reveal only the text, "The Empty Fortress." This is how Bruno Bettelheim describes autistic people in his popular book from 1967, "The Empty Fortress: Infantile Autism and the Birth of the Self," which echoes Hans Asperger's Gemütlich description of autistic people as automata. Although it was originally Leo Kanner's idea in the 40s, Bettelheim popularized the damaging idea of, quote, refrigerator mothers. This placed the blame of a child's autism diagnosis on the cold personality of the mother, a factor that led to lasting societal stigma and isolation. Hung on the cork board is a vintage press photo of a fisheye view of the interior of the Ford Foundation building, who were major funders of Bettelheim's study of autism during his tenure at the Orthogenic School in Chicago, which he directed from 1944 to 1973 and resulted in numerous accounts of abuse. The Empty Fortress is the compilation of reports submitted to the Ford Foundation each year and positions autism as a failure of ego development. Fortress Gate, Gemütlichkeit, and the exhibition To Hold a Wee is also in part funded by the Ford Foundation. Among the collaged ephemera are moments that present a different narrative of agency, self-advocacy, collective organizing, and an abundance of feeling. The largest of which is a QR code which leads to the open access book, Autistic Community and the Neurodiversity Movement, Stories from the Frontline, which covers many of the autistic leaders and their actions and insights that shifted understanding around autism and led to the development of autistic community and culture, beginning in the early 90s. Rather than telling a coherent, linear history, Fortress Gate, Gemütlichkeit is obscured and abstracted. Photographs are hidden or flipped over, and text is cropped. Read as a unit, the work allows the viewer to put together the pieces themselves, implicating their own context and intuition. Alex Dolores Salerno.